This is Larry London with more of the world's biggest hits after this news update on VOA 1.
I'm Steve Norman reporting. Just hours after world leaders announced a deal to push for an end to hostilities in Syria within a week, the agreement is being put to a test. In an interview published Friday, Syrian President Bashar al-Assad told the French news agency AFP his forces plan to retake the whole country. This is fueling doubts about the party's commitment to end the nearly five-year-old conflict. In announcing the deal to push for pauses in hostilities, U.S. officials have been cautious in their expectations. In addition to the ceasefire in Syria, the International Support Group for Syria announced a pledge to help speed aid. Jan Eglin is chairman of the Task Force on Humanitarian Access in Syria.
I sense now that all of the ISSG members want to help to get aid to the besieged areas and also to the hard-to-reach areas. A number of besieged areas were listed in the statement by the ISSG group.
Aid chiefs from the agency say the humanitarian deal covered only part of what is needed, with UN figures showing almost 487,000 people under siege among 4.6 million who are hard to reach with aid, as well as 5 million refugees and millions more homeless within the country. Government of Rwanda says it is going to relocate refugees from Burundi to other countries after accusations from U.S. diplomats that Rwanda is training rebels opposed to Burundi's government. Political violence in Burundi has now killed more than 400 people and sent hundreds of thousands fleeing the country for their lives, many of them to Rwanda. This is VOA News. Thousands cheered and gave a warm welcome to Pope Francis when he stepped out of his plane in Mexico City Friday night. This is his first official visit to Mexico. Follows a stop in Cuba to meet with the head of the Russian Orthodox Church, Patriarch Kirill, on a state visit to Havana. Francis and Kirill signed a joint declaration of religious unity. Their historic meeting was aimed at healing the thousand-year-old rift between the Western and Eastern branches of Christianity. World Health Organization reporting now scientists are weeks away from establishing whether a link exists between the Zika virus and microcephaly, which causes brain abnormalities in babies. Lisa Bryant reporting from the WHO headquarters in Geneva.
The Zika virus does not in itself pose much of a problem. People who become infected develop a rash and a mild fever. They do not die. But the World Health Organization recently declared the Zika virus a global public health emergency. WHO Assistant Director General Marie-Paul Kini says evidence is building on the causal link between the Zika virus and brain damage in newborn babies.
There is a prospective cohort in Colombia of women who are pregnant and have been infected and known to be infected, and where the outcome of a pregnancy is being looked at.
She says scientists also are trying to see whether recent cases of Guillain-Barré syndrome, a rare disorder that attacks the nervous system, is caused by the Zika virus. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
And the U.S. Republican and Democrats in the House of Representatives, lawmakers agreed this week to support some tough action on North Korea after a series of provocations by Pyongyang. Legislation directly targets a number of people, including anyone involved with the nuclear weapons program. Also would impose secondary sanctions against any outlets that support and finance North Korea's aggression. Ed Ross is a member of the U.S. House and took part in the sanctions vote.
By cutting off Kim Jong-un's access to the hard currency he needs for his army and his weapons, H.R. 757 will return us to the one strategy that has worked, financial pressure on the North Korean regime.
The bill would also authorize $10 million annually for 5 years to expand North Korea's citizens' access to media and to provide humanitarian aid to refugees. For the first time in 50 years, people in the U.S. and Cuba will soon be able to fly on regularly scheduled commercial airliners between the two countries under a U.S.-Cuba bilateral civil aviation agreement. Up to 110 flights a day would be allowed.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
VOA. All the hits and more, right here on VOA 1.
Boy, a little vintage song from their collection, My Songs Know What You Did in the Dark, here on VOA 1. Those guys are from Chicago. My name is Larry London, and we're going in the night. That's the name of the new one from The Weeknd.
Yeah. Just got your key. That's how you know you messed up.
Every paycheck, the IRS, your new best friend. That's how you know you messed up.
Now Nico's unemployed. This love for Greek destroyed him. So now we back in Norway.
That's how we know we messed up.
To be the big spender, grabbing the check every dinner. Whoa. Showing out to your girlfriend, best friends, just so they could wish they was with ya. Wait. You ain't wanna hit the club, but the pressure got you out trying to get a table in the picture. Everybody Snapchat pictures, but ain't nobody trying to drop on the liquor. Nah, nah, I've been getting so twisted, tied up. Bye bye. Think we should leave after I pay, but you forgot to save cash for the valet.
That's how you know you messed up.
but I can't let it go so easily. Not till I see what this could be eternity, or just a week. We know our chemistry is off the chain. It's pressing now, but will it change? This ain't a yes, this ain't a no. Just do your thing, we'll see how it goes. Oh, the next day.
Sweet talking lady, love how you entice, you entice sugar with just the typical, but take my advice. Before you play with fire, do think twice. And if you get burned, well, baby, don't you be surprised.
Schultz, Francesco Yates, and Sugar. That's a new song here on VOA 1. The hits before that, Aaliyah, Try Again. A lot of scrutiny, a lot of controversy. Back in the day, Aaliyah was once married to R. Kelly. And here's where the controversy started, because she was only 15 at the time. My name is Larry London. Thank you for tuning in to VOA 1 The Hits. It's Demi Lovato, and this is Confident, and she is confident and looking good. She's been working hard and looking good for a few years, and it's paying off. VOA 1.
What's wrong with being confident? What's wrong with being? What's wrong with being? What's wrong with being confident? It's time to get the chains out. What's wrong with being? What's wrong with being? What's wrong with being confident?
That's just how you live. Oh, take, take, take it all, but you never give. Should've known you was trouble from the first kiss. Had your eyes wide open. Why were they open? Gave you all I had and you tossed it in the trash. You tossed it in the trash. You did. To give me
my car. Gave you all I had and you tossed it in the trash. Tossed it in the trash, yes you did. To give me all your love is all I ever ask. Cause what you don't understand is I'd catch a grenade.
The hits. Grenade. Bruno Mars was excellent during the Super Bowl halftime performance. He joined Coldplay and Beyonce on stage. This is the second Super Bowl that Bruno Mars got to perform at. 2 years ago, he performed the whole show, and he was really good, really, really, really good. So they decided to ask him back, and he did his Uptown Funk during the halftime show. I'm Larry London. It's VOA 1, The Hits.
Hello, it's me. I was wondering if after all these years you'd like to meet to go over everything. They say the time's supposed to heal you, but I ain't done much healing. Hello, can you hear me? I'm in California dreaming about who we used to be when we were younger and free. I've forgotten how it felt before the world fell at our feet. There's such a difference between us and a million miles. Talk about myself, I'm sorry. I hope that you will. Did you ever make it out of that town where nothing ever happened? It's no secret that the both
Fat Joe and Ashanti. Well, if they can figure it out, please let me know. I'm Larry London. We also heard music from Adele, and hello. Adele has been named the IFPI Global Recording Artist of 2015. So congratulations on another honor or achievement. Ed Sheeran was number 2, and Taylor Swift was number 3. This is VOA 1. I'm Larry London, and Sia just put out a couple of weeks ago a new album called This Is Acting. Here's the biggest hit off of her previous album, 1,000 Forms of Fear, and this one's called Chandelier.
Party girls, don't get hurt, can't feel anything. When will I learn? I push it down, push it down. Feel the love,
And if you like.
Direction, perfect on VOA 1, the hits. And congratulations to former One Direction member Zayn Malik, who has scored his very first number one hit. Hard to believe it's his first solo single. A year after leaving One Direction, the song Pillow Talk climbed right away to number one in the U.S. And here's the spin. One Direction have never had a number one hit in the U.S., but Zayn has. I'm Larry London on VOA 1, and here is Hailee Steinfeld and Love Myself.
what I've been trying to be lately. All I have to do is think of me and I have peace of mind.
Gavin DeGraw, a songwriter's songwriter. People in the music business love that guy. Gavin DeGraw, I don't want to be here on VOA 1. Well, I do want to be here with you on VOA 1, playing the hits. My name is Larry London, and I'm here to keep you company with all of your favorite songs. Maroon 5 are out on tour for the new album 5, and they're on the road with R City and Tove Lo. This is called Misery, Maroon 5 on VOA 1, the hits.
Oh, yeah.
Skin and how it mixes in with my